The guy who's here for helping me prepare this year. We're talking about a Friday, but it's an interesting area. The Hanukkah is coming up, and the Rambam makes a reference to the mitzvahs that the Chachamim were misakin, and why they're not baltosef. Why it's not considered baltosef? So the Rambam has it right before his minyan mitzvahs, right after the minyan mitzvahs, but before the breakdown of the yad. Okay, so he says like this. He says, he talks about Megillah. But Megillah and Chanukah, really, the Rambam ties together. So it's the same reason. He says, "V'tzivu likros ha-Megillah ba'onasa." So he says like this. Why? "K'dei lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'sishuos she'osal lanu, v'yakarov l'shavosenu, k'dei levorcho u'lahalalo, u'k'dei lo'odia l'doros ha-boim, she'emes ma'shev tichonu batara, u'mi goy godla shalol kim krov malov." Okay, so so it's interesting, but the Rambam breaks it down into a lot of things he says here. One is kidei lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one. Usishuos she'asalanu. That's two. Vayakarov l'shavasenu. So those three, I just want to mention are three separate things. They sound like they're alike, but they're not real. The first one is lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's really, Lasker Shvachav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, in other words, he means the Shevach on the Nes. He means the Shevach on the Nes. So why is that different than Ushuos Asalanu? They're the same thing, sounds like the same thing. It's not true. You take a look at the Gemara Brachas, the Gemara says like this. Gemara Naroa says like this. Gemara Naroa says that Aroa Makam Shinasim Lo Nisim Lisrael Oma Baruch Shasim Nisim Lo Vasinim Makam Azah. The Gemara asks, "Minohani mili? How do I know that that's true?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Krov, Ayomar Yisra, Baruch Hashem Hashehitzu." So apparently, the Gemara thought it's not such a double pashut. Just because you see a place that Nisim occurred, it's not just a simple matter. You make a bracha. Minohani mili? How do you know? You have to have a limud. Maybe you can't be mavarach on an ace. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "No, you know because the pasuk says, Vayomar Yisra, Baruch Hashem Hashehitzu Laschem." So it's an interesting thing, but that pasuk is really a pasuk of Yisro saying Ashehitzel Aschem. It wasn't his own Hatzolah. It had nothing to do with him. So apparently, when you mevorech on Nisim, you aren't mevorech because it happened to you. You mevorech and abstract on the fact on midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also nisim, you see, and as a matter of fact, you see that it's not such a the whole idea is not such a davar pashut, because the Gemara says anisa the rabbi mevorechinu and anisa the yachid lo mevorechinu. So Gemara says, you're implying that you don't make a bracha on this or yachid. No, vahu gavad av a kozel be'ever yamina, nofa le'ayah, yisabad le'nisa, v'snatzel. So a lion confronted him, and he was nes, he was saved. Thus l'kamed rov, amalei kolem is demotis losim, b'rich baruch shasad l'nes b'makam azes. You have to make a bracha on a yachid also. So the Gemara says, anisa the yachid iyu chayev levruchi. Anisa the rabim kuli alma machayev levruchi. So you see, these are all abstract categories of halacha. And then the halacha is that the offspring of the individual can also make a bracha, but it's not because it happened to the person. That's just a separate halacha. That if it happened to him, so he's the one that's in the position to make the bracha. But the bracha is not because it happened to him. Okay, it's not because it happened to him. And the raya is because we say abor chayavim lahodos, right? One of them is not an individual to whom a nes happened. It's an amazing thing. It's only these are bar. Okay, the Machaber brings down this two days. It's machlekes. The machlekes Rishonim in this. But the fact that it's machlekes shows you that it's not identical. They're two different things. See, one thing is an abstract being mevorech on midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's osa nisim. has nothing to do with it happened to you, happened to somebody else, because he derived from Yisra. Baruch Ad Hashem Ashitz Leschem. He wasn't part of that Zola. But the bracha was for the objective realization of the nes. You see, hodaya is for what happened to you. What happened to you? So that's why the Rambam has those breaks that off separate. You see, he says lahaskir shvach shel kadosh baruch hu usua shasolano. That's hodah. That's separate. Okay. Then a third thing, Voya Korov L'Shavasenu. Korov L'Shavasenu is what we spoke about in the shiur I gave on Shavuos. That's the answer to the question. Shema Kaleinu is not redundant, because Shema Kaleinu is a separate thing to be the recipient of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the recipient of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's answer to our tefillah. Okay, that itself, we're a vehicle of Kiddush Ma Gadol through that fact. So that means that we should be an instrument of Kiddush Ma Gadol. It doesn't mean that he should, it's not a reference to the particular tefillahs. It's a separate institution, a separate tefillah. You're not asking for the same things that you asked for before. Those were particulars in all the other brachas. Over here is a different request. That you should be an instrument of Kiddush Ma Gadol, so that everybody will say Mi Gadol Hashalom Kim Krov Malav Kadoshem Lekin B'chol Karein Olav. So that's what the Ram has as a third idea. Then the Ram says Kidei Levarcho Ulahalalo UKidei Lo Dia Ledoros Haboyim SheEmes Mashiv Tichonu Batara. Okay, Mi Gadol Hashalom Kim Krov Malav. I quote the same pasuk. But he says, okay, so k'day levarcho l'halo, we understand. What is the next thing? K'day lo deal doros haboim she'emes ma'ashif tichonu b'tara. What does it mean? I mean, first of all, if you have one good reason, why do you have to have another reason? In other words, if you have, he has it. That's enough. K'day levarcho l'halo, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to l'halo, l'shavcho is a mitzvah, yes? Some count that as one of the minyan mitzvahs, yes? On those things, you have to be levar, you have to levarach and levarcho lahalo. Okay, that's what he's saying. But then he adds a last thing. He says, "Kidei lo odia l'doros." That's why they made the takana, was to be modia the doros, that emes mashiv tichonu b'tara. What kind of a thing is that? First of all, what do you need that for to begin with? And secondly, what does it mean? At this point, you're going to try to prove that the Torah is true? I mean, if the person doesn't believe in the Torah, so this is not going to help him any. And just because the Chum made the Kana, it's not going to make him believe in the Torah anymore. And if he does, so he believes the Torah is true. So everything in the Torah is true. So what kind of a Takana is this? And why did the Rambam? And where did the Rambam get the idea that there's another reason? When you have one good reason, you don't go searching around and start adding reasons. I mean, that's not the way of a thinker. You don't just start throwing more reasons. I mean, you have a reason already. That's it. Stop. More you don't know. I mean, how do you know? How do you know there are other reasons? How do you know that Chazal had other things in mind in order to a new reason they're doing it is for the Doros, in order to teach the Doros that Emes Mashiv Tichonu B'Tara. I mean, where do you see such a thing? Okay, that's the question. What I wanted to say was that what the Rambam is saying can be derived from the Parshas in the Torah. Take a look at Parshas and Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze, you have in the beginning of the Parsha, that's last week's Parsha, you have several difficulties. Okay? First of all, it says that he saw Bemari and Avua, Vayifka B'makam Vayolan Shom. Okay, so Bemari and Avua, he saw the Sulamutz of Arzo, and then he saw the Avtochas Hashem. Vayom Ani Ad Hashem, Malakei Avram Vichol, Malakei Yitzchok, Arz Shatov Shachov Alei Luchot Nenel Zarecho. Okay, Voyezachar Kafar Oretz, Uforatzta yomo v'kemo v'tzifono v'negbo v'nivro v'chul v'chol kol mishkos adomo v'zarecho. V'inei anochi imoch u'shmarticho b'chol asher telech. V'ashivosicho l'adomo zos ki lo ezovcho ad asher masisi esh asher dibati loch. Okay? So that's the greatest level of avtachas Hashem that we could imagine. All right? Don't need anything more than that. But what do you find? So it says, Vayida Yaakov, Vayikas Yaakov Mishnaso, and then it says, Vayida Yaakov Nedalemar, Im Yelakimi Madi, Ushmarani Badera Chazer Shanovi Olech, Vinosan Li Lechem Lechel Vegan Lubosh. Okay, Vishavti Vishalom Beis Ovi Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim. All right? So the whole thing is you understand the whole thing. Again, I mean, like we always say, the Derech HaTorah is that a simple person reads it over, there's no problems. But a person that's a chacham takes a look and sees the great difficulties here. What do you mean, in yel kibimadi? I mean, it's an open avtacha. You can't have a stronger avtacha than that. So HaKadosh Baruch himself gives him the avtacha. Lo ezavcha ad Hashem asisa shel yibayduach. So the Medrash says that there ain't of tochel tzaddikim b'olam hazeh. So if that's the case, so what's the good of it? Okay. And interestingly enough, Rashi learns im. I mean, the Ramban wants to introduce the idea that maybe the im is like a different kind of an im. Im yayovel levnei Yisrael. But Chazal don't learn that way. The Medrash doesn't learn that way. And Rashi doesn't learn that way either. Rashi learns that it's a Tanai. Im yishmo liavtachas alavu shiftichani. And the interesting thing is, Rashi learns clearly that he's saying if. Then it says next in Shani, it says Vayisa Yaakov Raglo Vayelach Atza Vnei Kedem. So what do you mean Vayisa Yaakov Raglo? Where do you find such? What does the expression mean? Vayisa Yaakov Raglo. Vayelach. So Rashi explains, no, Mishin is Basa Besura Torah Tova. Shehuftach bishmira nasa libo es raglov and nasa kalalachas. Yisrael meant that his feet, he lifted his feet easily with ease. It was kalbaraglov. Why? Because of the avtochos. So apparently he felt secure about the avtochos. Monoshach. I mean, can't have it both ways. It can't be say he doesn't know whether the avtochos is going to come true, and on the other hand he's so excited about the avtochos. It's a tatar sasu. Okay. Also difficult is where he says the pasuk Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim. What do you mean Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim? So Rashi says that that's all part of the Tanai. That it means Vishafti Vishalom Beis Ovi Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim is all part of the Tanai. And Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim means that his children shall be Yimotzi Psul Bizarro. So that's he wasn't referring to himself. He was referring to being successful with the Shiftei Kah. Okay. So that's a rational. But the Rebbe Avraham ben Rambam quotes a pshat from his father, from the Rambam. I believe what he says is, Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim is part of the Tanai, but he says it means that he'll be successful in his pursuit of Yedias Hashem. That's what he says. In other words, Vishafti Vishalom Abbeis Avi, Vayar Hashem Lila Lakim, and I'll reach the level of true Yedias Hashem because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist me. In that pursuit, that's like David Melech says, "Hareni Hashem Dakecho, and Acheni Baruch Misha Laman Sharoi." And many times the tefillahs that a person has been mispalled for should be tefillahs that the person should be able to be zocher to see the correct ideas, to see the true life. That's the most important tefillah. So Rambam explains that the Rambam says, Rambam says that's what his father told him, that Vayar Hashem Lilo Lakim is part of the Tanai, and the main part of the Tanai, everything, first he talks about all the material things that were necessary, and then he says, but Vahayar Hashem Lilo Lakim, that's the main thing. And then, Vahayar Hashem Lilo Lakim, Santi Matseva Yiyah Beis Lakim. So that's what a Rambam learned. And it makes great sense. There's another problem in the Pesukim because it says Vishafti Vishalom Abbeis Avi. So what does it mean? So it means when he comes home. But if you take a look in yesterday's parsha, you see it's a strange thing, but it didn't happen at that time. Because in Vayishlach it says after the Maisa with Shechem. So then it says that Vayomel Kimel Yaakov Kumalei Vesel Veshev Shom Vasei Shom Mizbeach Lakela Nira Elecha Bavarchum Bnei Esel Achicha. So that was really, he was telling him to go and fulfill his nether. Okay? And that's where Vayomel Yaakov Luzo Sheber Eskanani, he Vesel. even Shemesh Beach, we're going to okay, and then so that's where Vayatzev Yaakov Matzeva, Makom Asher Dibur Eto Matzeva Sovim, Vayatzech Ola Netzach Yitzvah Ola Hashem, and that's like he said, Vayatzev Yaakov Matzeva, Makom Asher Dibur Eto Hashem Ola Kim Beisel. So that's really the fulfillment of his neder. But that was really before, because then later it says Rachel passed away, and then later it says the pasuk says Vayavo Yaakov al Yitzchak Oviv Mamre Kiryas Arba Hi Chevra Nasher Gorsham Avram Yitzchak Vayu Yimei Yitzchak Maas Shana Shmonu Shana. So he didn't fulfill it like he said Veshafti Veshalom Beis Avi. He did it before. Ashgacha told him to do it before. It's an interesting thing. But it does stand out as something that is remarkable. You know, that he didn't fulfill it the way he made the netter. It's an interesting thing. So why? I mean, wouldn't one think that in a netter you should really stick to the strict terms of the netter? That would seem logical. But here you see, it wasn't that way. Yeshkach intervened and told him, no, now's the time to fulfill the netter. Yeah. So what I want to say is like this, that the concept of Havtacha is not the simple idea that most people understand by Havtacha. Whereas the concept of Havtacha, most people understand is, yep, now you have a guarantee and you have nothing to worry about. You see? Havtachas Hashem, and you see the way the Torah really tries to make this clear to a person who's looking for the insight by showing you that it was a Mare Hanavua, which means it's not a Deva Pashit. It's a Mare Hanavua. It's a Mare Hanavua. If Havtacha were a simple thing, just a guarantee, what do you have to have a big Mare Hanavua for? But the Mare Hanavua is really where a person has access to information that the human mind would never be able to work out on its own, but yet it's capable of perceiving it when it receives the information. Nevuah is something which man can receive, knowledge that he can receive, but he cannot initiate. He can't create. He can't be creative with regard to that kind of knowledge, but he can receive it. So the world Havtacha means, the Havtacha means that God made available to Yaakov Avinu certain trends of the Ashgacha. That's what Havtacha means. That's why the Medrash says there is no Havtacha L'Tzadikim Bolam Hazeh. What are they saying in a very cryptic fashion? What they're saying is that insofar as the Tzaddik's personal life is concerned, there's no guarantee. Yeshayahu Navi was killed by Menashe, so Yirmiyahu was killed also. So there's no, the personal guarantee for his personal life does not exist. You see, but what does exist? Havtacha means that an individual who's on a very high level can have access to information of trends of the Ashgacha, and if he is zocha to be, once he has that information, now his Bechira is on a different plane. See, the Bechira, Navi also has Bechira, his Bechira is on a different plane, he lives in a different reality, different information, and he functions differently. But a guarantee? No guarantee. Not a guarantee. That's only if he exercises his Bechira properly in that framework will it occur. So that's why Yaakov Avinu correctly said, Im Yelakim Imad Yishmarani Badarach Hazeh. And ultimately, if I'm successful in arriving at the true ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the true level of Yedias Hashem that I'm capable of, then because the truth of the matter is, I forgot, I should have mentioned, there's another question, an open question in the parasha itself. Just stop. What is he saying? He's saying that if, let's even just take a Pshuto Kamashmo, it's very difficult. Why? Because he's saying, if such and such occurs, then I'm going to do such and such. What is he going to do? He's going to make Beis Elokim and V'chol HaShatikim Yaseh HaSan Allah. What's the implication? And if this doesn't come about, So then he's not going to do these things. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. What kind of, if it's the right thing to do, he'll do it. And if it's not the right thing to do, he won't do it. You can't say, in other words, that he's just saying, if Shmarani Baderach Hazev Nasim Lechem Lechem Lebegin Lubosh, yeah, and let's say he doesn't. He didn't mean he's going to die. If he dies, he can't do anything. He meant, okay, well, things aren't going to work out exactly with all these tanaim. Are not going to work out. So if the tanaim don't work out, so what? So now there's no reason to make a base on the can. Now there's no reason to give miser. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But the answer is that in the Haftacha, the Yaakovinu was introduced to certain trends in the Ashgacha. And the Beis HaLakim and the Meiser was really something that he did to establish, based upon the fact that he knew that those activities will have permanent value. You see, eternal value. So you can only act on that plane if you're in the range of the Ashgacha. In other words, if he's in the realm of the Haftacha, you see, so then that realm dictates you do certain actions. The Beis HaLakim, of course, was really Maisa was done that really was indicated the Migdash, the Beis HaMigdash, Chazal say, the Midrash. Yeah, so it meant those activities had eternal value in terms of Klal Yisrael. And if that's the meaning of the Im. In other words, he was introduced to a whole realm of knowledge of Hashgachas Hashem, a special realm that nobody else has access to, through the Ma'ariv Nevuah. He says, and if I am Zocha to be within that realm, then I will do these activities which are necessary for the future, eternally, for Klal Yisrael. You see, that's the answer. Why is Vayisa Yaakov Raglov? Vayisa Yaakov Raglov is not a contradiction, because it's not contingent upon him on the guarantee. It's not, there is no guarantee. Vayisa Yaakov Raglov was because he was Zocha to the idea of the Avtacha. That was Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. Since he was given the Avtacha, so he was Zocha to such knowledge, so Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. Didn't matter whether it's going to, whether it occurs or not. That's not the simcha of the hasaga, the perception itself was what moved him. See. At the same time, he has no way of knowing whether or not he's going to play a role in these trends of the Ashgacha that he was able to see through the Ma'ariv Nevuah. You follow? Yeah. So you see, first of all, now, so what do you see from this? So you see from this an interesting thing. That Haftachas Hashem is a separate world, a separate realm. Haftachas Hashem is a completely there's Torah, there's Nisim, there's Hashgacha, but then there's Haftacha, and Haftacha is a separate institution, a separate realm of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we call Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of our shortcoming. In our ability to understand, to have a tree of the Hashem, so we have to make recourse to an idea of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a separate compartment, a separate division, a separate area, Avtachas Hashem. And the truth of the matter is that you see that when Avtacha comes true, you're chayiv in a different kind of shevach. What's the raya? When Avtacha comes through, you're chayiv in a shevach. Not just a nes. A nes is one thing, but avtacha is a separate thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an individual into the realm, gives him access to the knowledge of avtacha, to a certain kind of knowledge, and that if the individual now his bechira has changed, his realm of bechira has changed, and he has the ability to be successful, to function in a different kind of a world, if he is successful and the avtacha comes true, it demands a different shevach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's a different hisgalus l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different kind of hisgalus. What's the raya that's so? The raya is from the Agada, because in the Agada you have two baruchs. You have Baruch Hashanas and Tara Lama Yisrael, and you have Baruch Shomer Avtachosol Yisrael. So it means that the Avtachah is a completely different realm, and it's a different Maisei Hashem, a different Chesed Hashem, and when Avtacha is Mekuyim, it demands a separate kind of a bracha. Baruch Shomer Avtachas of Israel is different, is separate. An institution of Avtacha is a completely different institution. That's really, you see, that's really what the Parsha is. That's what the Parsha is teaching, Parsha Vayetzeh. And that's why it didn't matter. The Neder was based upon what? What was the Neder based upon? The Neder was based upon the fact of whether he's going to be successful in playing a role with his Bechira and being Zocha to the Avtacha. It wasn't a matter of particulars, Vishafti, Vishalom, Beis Avi. It wasn't a matter of as people who just take it superficially think that he had to come home successful. That wasn't the meaning. The meaning was the moment he reached a level, V'hoyar Hashem li l'lakim. So the Ashgacha intervened. The Ashgacha told him that V'yam Hashem yagaz kum alei beis el. No, now you've already reached that level. Now is the time to fulfill your neder. What does it mean? What does it mean? Now is time to fulfill your neder. It means you the neder was that you will be able to be successful in exercising your bechira in the proper manner to be zocha to the avtacha and reach that level. But how does a person know when he reached the level? A person can't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he said, now you reach the level. Kum alei Beisel, now go back over to Beisel. Vaseisham mizbeach lakeil anirei lecha bevachol ne eisel lachicha. You reach the level, and now you're chayev in the neder. Now's the time to make chayev in the neder. That's basically the pasuk. So therefore, that's what the Rambam, that explains the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that what's the reason for the takanos is lo dia ledoros, she'emes ma'ashif tichonu batara. What does it mean? It's not to prove the Torah. It's either person, if a person has any chachmei, knows the Torah is true. And if he's a fool, so he doesn't know, it's not going to help him. What it means is that the Avtacha, the realm of Shevach V'Adoh and Avtacha is a separate entity, separate compartment. And a person is chayev to be mevorech. Baruch Shomer Avtachas of Israel means when the person sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in this manner with man through the institution of Avtacha and Kiyum Avtacha, so he's chayev in a bracha. So they wanted that. So the Rambam says that those nisim were an actualization of the avtocha and the Torah. So you're chayev in a separate institution of bracha, but not just once. He said. So the Rambam says, but once, okay. So what would that one time? No, lodi l'doros. That was something that the doros should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man avtochas and his mekayim is avtochas. So the reason why the Rambam introduced another tom, another reason, is not because he was short of a reason, not because the first reason needs any more support. First reason is complete, but the fact is there is such an institution in the Torah. You see from the Torah itself that there is such an institution, that Yechayev Levorech on Baruch Shomer after Chasal Yisrael. So it cannot be that the Nevi'im didn't have that in mind as well. When you see that that's an institution that's machai of a person in a bracha, and that's the nace. The nace is Baruch Shem after Chasal Yisrael. Okay, we'll start it. Another question. Yeah. I mean, the neder was once. Why he had to make the neder is very simple, because once he's in this different realm of existence, that demands different activities. That was the neder. The neder was this realm, you act in accordance with your situation. But he was introduced to a different situation, a situation which was a metaphysical situation, which was beyond the realm of normal human activity. So that demands different kind of action, and that action was an action that was he was kaveh the base of Midda. Okay. All right. I want to add one thing. Ms. Goldberg asked me a very good question. She said, "What about the Aser Asren Aloch? What happened to the Aser Asren Aloch?" And it's not mentioned later about Meiser. You see, interesting. Ibn Ezra says, "What is Aser Asren Aloch?" He says, "I'll give it to the Mi Shehem Ruuyim Bedor." So I guess like Shame and Aver, others that were in the door that were really taught the true ideas. So the question is, so what happened to that? Why doesn't it mention that later? It doesn't mention it. I think the answer is like this. The answer is that in Yelakimi Madi, it means that the Tanai was that he should reach a different level of existence, which will make him the one that has to establish Lidoros, all of Klal Yisrael. So that was Middash. That's Beis Elokim. That's one thing. But the second thing he said was like this, that why was he, if he is Zocha, so he owes a debt. Because he owes a debt. Who does he owe a debt to? He owes a debt to those who are instrumental in making him reach that level. And where does Chazal say he learned for 14 years? In Olo Shel Shem and Olo Shel Eva. So he recognized that he has a debt. If he's successful, then he has a debt to those who were instrumental in having him reach that level of existence. So therefore he gave Meiser to the people in the door that were the teachers of the door, because he had a debt to those teachers as well. That's